Shavua Tov, Gedvach. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. Parshas Mishpatim, chock full of mitzvahs. I'd like to focus on one interesting pasuk in the way it is formulated for us. Says the pasuk, Kisirecha mor sonacha rovetz tachas masa'o. If you see the donkey of your enemy buckling, collapsing underneath the burden that it is carrying, v'chadalta me'azov lo, azov tazov imo. And you refrain from helping him, you shall surely help him. Now, there are many ways to read this pasuk, but this is just one simple pshat. The problem with this pasuk is if you have any sensitivity to Lashon HaKodesh, to the words in Hebrew, the word azov means to leave, to depart, or abandon. The word, however, means to help, or to assist, or support. And indeed, Rashi, struggling with understanding this word in the pasuk, says, don't think it means to leave or abandon. It says, aziva zo lashon Ezra. This aziva means Ezra, means helping. So clearly, if the Torah is telling you to help somebody, the more simple word would be azor, to help. And yet, the Torah chooses a word that actually means the opposite of what you would think it means otherwise. I mean, basically saying that yes means no, no means yes. Azov tazov, you shall surely leave him, doesn't mean you shall surely abandon him. You shall surely leave him and abandon him means you shall surely help him. So this is very difficult. I would like to share with you an idea that I believe I heard or I read in the name of Rabbi Yisachar Fran, the kernel of this idea, and then build upon it. Rabbi Fran suggests that if you want to understand a word we know, that the best place to look for its meaning is the first time it's used in Tanakh. And the first time the word azov is used in Tanakh is going back all the way to Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam and Chava, and the pasuk says, Al kein yazov ishas avives imo v'davak be'ishto. That it is the way of the humanity, therefore, that a child will leave its parents, maybe even abandon its parents, v'davak be'ishto, and he will cleave to his wife. So the idea of aziva in its genesis, in its formative use in the Torah, is leaving not for the purposes of abandoning, but leaving for the purposes of becoming independent. That is to say, that there is a milestone transition that occurs here. A child is dependent on his parents, and once a child has now reached a certain stage of life, the child now is becoming independent. So the child leaves the parents. Leaving here is in the context of the parent putting them on their own two feet. So really, who's abandoning who? Who's leaving who? In a certain sense, it's the parent which is leaving and abandoning the child. From another perspective, it's also the child leaving and abandoning the parent. You know, sometimes parents define themselves by their children, meaning, you know, when our children are young, we have to clean them and bathe them and change their diapers and provide them food and sustenance and tuition and education and you know, bring them to birthday parties and whatnot. A person's life can be defined by their children. And then what happens is the child grows, a child becomes independent themselves and moves on to create their own family. And sometimes what happens is the parent is now stuck and doesn't know who they are anymore. Because my whole life until this point has been defined by my children. And now I have to find a new definition for who I am. If I don't have to get up every morning and make sure that the kid has breakfast, who am I? So, al ken yazov ish esaveves imo, this moment when a child departs and leaves his parent is leaving for the purpose of putting the child on his own two feet so the child can be independent, and in a certain way, also putting the parent on their own two feet. So the parent can become independent. That's the concept of aziva. And you can see this in a few other places in the Chumash. For example, the pasuk says when Hashem speaks to Yaakov Avinu in the dream by the ladder, so Hashem says to Yaakov, you're going to go on your journey. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to bring you back to this land. I'm going to make sure that everything is fine. And then, only then, ezavcha, I will only leave you after I do this thing. What's the thing that I am going to do, which will enable me to leave you. That is bringing you back here, putting you on your own 2 feet, establishing you to be an Av B'Yisrael. That's Aziva. Leaving for the purposes of enabling the person to be independent, to grow, to develop. Hashem is not, God forbid, abandoning Yaakov Avinu, but is leaving him for the purposes of growing. Or, for example, by Yosef HaTzadik, Pasuk says that Potiphar, Vayazov Lo, I don't have the Pasuk in front of me, it escapes me for the moment, Vayazov Eskol Asher Lo, that Potiphar leaves all of his belongings, all of his possessions to Yosef, because he saw that Yosef brings bracha. So he realized he can make a lot of money with Yosef. So he gave all of his possessions over to Yosef in order that Yosef should be able to manage his affairs and bring great bracha, bring great profit to his financial standing. So when it says Vayazov is kol asher lo, that Potiphar, you know, left all of his blood, does it mean that Potiphar abandoned all of his possessions? Did he throw it in the garbage? No. It means that he left it. He left for the purposes of his possessions growing and flourishing. It's not an abandonment at all. Or for example, also in the story of Yosef, Pasuk says at least 3, 4, 5 times that when Eishes Potiphar tries to seduce Yosef, so she grabs on to his beged, Vayazov Bigdo, he leaves his garment with her, and he goes out and he runs away. And the Torah says that, repeats that multiple times. He does it, she says it, she tells it to Potiphar, it's told to the people. Multiple times, the Torah tells us, Vayazov Bigdo, Vayetzev Yonas Achutza. So, you know, why is the Torah telling us multiple times within a few psukim that he left his beged, he abandoned his beged? Who cares? I mean, once is enough. Why multiple times? And I think the reason is to make clear that when Yosef was abandoning his beged, his Vayazov, his Bigdo, the Torah's not telling us that he left his beged. That's not simply what the Torah is telling us. It's much deeper than that. It's that Eishes Potiphar was a symbol of his dominion over Yosef. He was dependent fully upon her. She had full control over him. Vayazov Bigdo, but when he decided to make the decision not to succumb to her advances, he was leaving his beged, not simply running away, but he was leaving Eishes Potiphar and declaring his freedom. Vayazov Bigdo is not simply about leaving Eishes Potiphar. It's also about leaving his own impulses, his own desires. It would have been much easier for Yosef to just give in to Eishes Potiphar, the most powerful woman in the land. Nobody would have known the better. And apparently, he had a desire as well. So the fact that he overcame this desire, the fact that he overcame every rationalization for him to do Avera and instead to choose to do the right thing, that's Vayazov Bigdo. This is a departure, not a departure of abandonment. This is a departure, a leaving, in order for him to fully declare his independence, to grow and flourish and be free, free of his mistress who had dominion over him and free of his Yetzirah that was enticing him. That's Aziva. Aziva is the idea of leaving in order to be able to grow independence, to be flourishing and vital. Indeed, Rashi gives us a few situations where in Tanakh, the word Aziva is clearly meant to be used as supporting. And I will just give you one of them that Rashi cites. Pasuk says, Vayazvu Yerushalayim ad hachoma, that they departed, this is in Sefer Nehemiah, they departed, they abandoned Yerushalayim until the wall. No, it doesn't mean they abandoned Yerushalayim. It means that the psukim here are talking about all the individuals who are working to rebuild Yerushalayim and to make Yerushalayim a center of Jewish life again. And the Torah says, Vayazvu es Yerushalayim ad hachoma, they worked, they supported in Yerushalayim up to the wall. In other words, they were working to make the wall of Yerushalayim strong and independent, so it could stand on its own, so Jewish life would be able to flourish by the Makom HaMikdash. And this is what Aziva means. Okay, so now let's bring this back to our original Pasuk. Pasuk says, You see your neighbor, in this case, somebody who was your enemy, even. And you have this internal resistance to helping them. You refrain from helping them. No, says the Torah, Azov Tazov Imo. The greatest help that you can give another human being is not a help which makes them dependent upon you. That's just arrogance. Ah, you need me. Azov Tazov Imo means to help another human being in a way they can become independent, that they can grow and flourish, and you can then leave them. That's the greatest help that you can give another. And this is the help that the Torah calls upon us to give to somebody who is a sone, somebody who we can potentially hate even. And this is a powerful, powerful lesson. The Rambam famously teaches that the highest level of tzedakah is tzedakah in which you give a person a job, parnassah, so they can stand on their own 2 feet. You help them by walking away. Doesn't mean abandon a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't abandon Yaakov, and a child doesn't abandon his parents, and the parents don't abandon their children. But to assist another human being in a way that you can walk away, and they can be independent and grow and flourish and be vital. That's true help. That's Azov, Tazov, Imo. And I think that this is a message very worthwhile for us to try to inculcate within our own lives, whether it's with our children or with our neighbors. The Torah calls upon us not to help others so that way we can go around and feel good about myself. Look how great I am. Look at the tzedakah that I gave. Look at the ani that has to eat out of my hand. No, the greatest help that we can give is true altruism, azov tazov, to help another person so that way they can stand on their own and we can walk away. And Be'ezras Hashem, we take that message to heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring great bracha upon us, our families, and all Klal Yisrael. A good vach to all.